This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Familiar ringings of the Good Day program. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Ever noticed how difficult it is to get into a cup of yogurt sometimes? I'm just struggling. Right, the side, there's supposed to be a little lip, right?
Uh-huh,
so you just peel it back.
And sometimes you just have to take your spoon or take a knife and cut your way into it.
I just
you
did
have to
that.
Work for it
knife.
If you want to eat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So... All right. I've noticed that with yogurt, I eat Noosa. You like Noosa? Do you know what Noosa yogurt is? Pretty healthy.
No, is it a dairy-free one?
No, it's got some dairy in it. But
I know, I'm just messing with you.
Right. It's made
is it
with
yogurt
almond milk?
If it has no dairy?
Excuse me, yeah. Okay, good for you. Being on the ball. That's why Jay is the award-winning co-host of the Good Day program. Let's see what's happening that is... Well, this is a way to think as I start the day or start the hour. I want people to feel good. Then we go into the ditches after we put a positive thought out there. So, I have a biblical expression from a well-known saint who, St. Augustine said, miracles are not contrary to nature, but only contrary to what we know about nature, thus thinking about the resurrection, things like that, that are contrary to what we think we know about life, right? Nature, life. And but every day, it's wonderful, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I would never make a good scientist because I'm always poking holes in their theories. And because science is always disproving itself. How many times have we heard stories about vitamin C, for example, or coffee? Or I mean, you can pull a dozen different things instantly out of your mind. Okay, one day some scientific research says it's good for you, right? Yeah. Next day, oh, that stuff's bad for you. Don't do that.
Or like, oh, you can have some moderation. Never mind, moderation is still too much.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there's that. Also... something about the day that is being celebrated in various parts of the world, the birth of cheetah cubs, born for the first time in 70 years. 4 cheetah cubs have been born in India. This was after, and this is another lesson in all these people that run around, the sky is falling, all these things, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees are getting extinct. No. Well, maybe they are, but there are more things coming along. What was it I said, excuse me, I think it was last month, there were like 210 new species of things that have been discovered in the past year. So for all those people who are, and I, listen, I'm a real conservationist and environmentalist, but I'm the real part is the reality that things come and go.
And evolve.
Yeah,
and some things we just have been existing for years, we just haven't found. Like, think of the depths of the ocean. There is so much that's still uncharted on our planet alone.
Yep, exactly. And so when I went to the Museum of Science with my grandson this past Sunday, looking at all of the things from the dinosaur era, you know, we all think because of what happened 65 million years ago, that was when the dinosaurs lived. Well, that was when they died. When that asteroid hit the Earth and killed everything for pretty much about 1 million years before they started growing back again. And the dinosaurs were all killed. But the dinosaurs have been around 200 million years before that. And the timeline that is explained and where all of the digging was done up in Montana, a lot of bones were discovered up there, certainly in parts of California, other areas, Louisiana. And you know what they found most of? This is how they knew that alligators and crocodiles, well, not both of them, one of them, and I don't remember now, I have to call my grandson, Either alligators or crocodiles have been around as long as dinosaurs. They were part of the dinosaur era, as were sharks. I think most people know sharks have been around for jillions of years, but I don't know about alligators, whether you know that or not.
And what you were talking about before, too, of, like, science finding out new facts or changing a little bit, we used to think that all dinosaurs were more of a, had, like, a reptilian skin.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now we're finding that there were a lot that had feathers.
Yep, right, exactly. And, by the way, thank you, because that was where I was going next. My grand said, Gramps, come over here, look at this. Did you know that birds were... birds are. I didn't ever think about this before. And here's my 8-year-old grandson who says, look, Gramps, birds were dinosaurs. The first birds were dinosaurs. They were flying dinosaurs. And so birds today are relatives of dinosaurs. They're the only thing that they and the bugs that crawl around your house that have been around forever.
Cockroaches. Yes.
Right. Birds and cockroaches. Celebrate the day with them. In England, there was a bill introduced in Parliament yesterday to ban trophy hunting in any of the British protectorates and to put people in jail if they bring trophies back to England, which
good.
I think is... Yeah,
and tar and exactly. feather them while we're at it.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Yep. Let's do that. Let's take care of it that way. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, RVs. Want protection on the road and on the water? See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or you can go online to progressive.com. The New Mexico governor. There's some people in the news now. Her name is Michelle Grisham. Signed a bill that protects providers of abortions from prosecution, also from disciplinary action or extradition attempts by people out of state. The companion abortion rights bill, there are two of them, one that was signed yesterday and then there was one that signed last month, guaranteeing access to reproductive health in response to all the anti-abortion ordinances that have been set up in parts of New Mexico. So here this governor says, yep, okay, we get this part of it, but here's that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I guess, New Mexico, Jay, I don't know, I'm not following this part of it as much, but apparently a lot of people are going to New Mexico for abortion, to get abortion. They're traveling from Texas.
Yeah, needing to cross state lines. So, well, that's what the whole overturning Roe v. Wade was about, putting the decision-making back to the states. And a lot of the states are going for it. A lot of the states are going against it.
Well, they call that home rule, matter of fact. So anyway, there is the thing that I learned when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, back in the 80s, I interviewed the woman that ran the Planned Parenthood office there, and I actually dated her for a while, a very interesting lady. And what she taught me about, I didn't really follow it because it hadn't entered into my life, what Planned Parenthood was all about, but it's a health care center for women.
Yeah.
It does, or did, probably but, still does provide abortion.
But that's not like the only thing.
No,
the primary
not
thing.
At all.
Yeah, no. It's actually about health care across
the
board.
Yeah, right. So anyway, choices. I think what you just said is really hits the nail on the head in terms of choices. You have your decision that you've made about this, and that's to be respected. And other people have different ways of looking at the same issue, and their thoughts and decisions are to be issued. One of the subplots in FBI show that's on, one of the three FBI shows, and I happen to quite like them, it's like Law and Order. You know, every Tuesday night there are three of them, and if I have time, I watch one or two of them. And the subplot to the original FBI show is that one of the fellows who's an agent has a relationship with one of the ladies who he was working with, and she got pregnant, and so there's a back and forth a number of times as to whether she would keep the baby and what the relationship would be with them. And I thought it was a good way of telling the story in part, what people are going through. Women decide they want to keep the baby and they don't want to have the men involved in their lives, or is the man going to be involved to a certain extent? And what's the definition of the of what their involvement's going to be? All of that sort of thing. It's a very important contemporary issue that is, frankly, the Donald Trumps of the world will come and go, this issue. And I was wrong. I've said for decades, as people have been talking about this, as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, and I say this kind of proudly, I don't want it to sound like I'm boasting, but I'm one of the original people that went, the talk started in the late 60s, but didn't really gain any momentum until the early to mid 70s. And so I started doing it in 1974. And at that time, the right to abortion was discussed a lot. But I said then, and pretty much until now, or recently, that I didn't think that the American public had the stomach or the will to change Roe v. Wade. And I'm not sure that I was wrong about that. I'm not even sure that still there are people who didn't want it to stay and think feel strongly about it. But if you ask them, most of the time, they don't really know why. You know, there are people, okay, I'm a good Republican, so I'm against abortion. What the hell does that mean? There are plenty of Republicans who have had abortions and plenty of Democrats who probably have kept babies and, you know, went, it's just, again,
well,
back to
the... Well, that's the other thing, that it's a Democrat versus Republican kind of situation. I know Democrats who are against abortion, and I know Republicans who are pro-choice.
Me too.
Yeah. But, it's like a stereotype.
Right. It's like so many other stereotypes. So here's one more for you. One of the original anti-vaxxers was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Remember, he ran for governor, and no, what did he run for? It was governor of Massachusetts or Senate? No, I think he ran for the Senate. And he didn't win because he's an anti-vaxxer. So that was what was used against him. Actually, pretty interesting candidate, and he's declared himself as a candidate for president running against Joe Biden. And he's taking his big stick is that he is against the vaccine. So let's see how far that carries him. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old Rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour. It is social media time. Da-da-da-da-da. Every hour at this time, we dig around for stories or comments from folks who are listening to the program. You can dial in 855-999. Doug, seems most of the callers are on Trump. And maybe we get to a few of those. The other side of the coin is what's available in print. Social media for Good Day is on Facebook and Instagram anyway, at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter is Good Day On Air. The focus on social media and what's going on with the people who are too young. There's something afoot in Arkansas, which I think is pretty interesting for all of us to consider in terms of our attitude towards social media and youngsters. So we'll talk about what's going on there after we think about schools and what's going on in schools. It seems that some schools tapping into strong Wi-Fi networks, many across the country are working on outdated systems, creating a barrier for students to participate in some of the new learning activities and opportunities that are around. So if you're interested in that, hang on. Here's Andy Solomon.
Driven by the goal of bringing 5G innovation to everyone, T-Mobile is teaming up with Prism's VR, a leading VR technology provider for math education, to deploy virtual reality headsets connected to T-Mobile 5G to students across 11 school districts in rural Michigan. This collaboration brings new learning opportunities to thousands of students who might otherwise miss out due to poor and unreliable network connections in their school areas, and opens the door for urban schools to benefit thanks to 5G's speed and low latency. Since its deployment in 2022, this technology has reported improved lesson engagement and retention, with 80% of students saying they better understood the concepts and received higher grades. Innovative technologies like Prism's VR, powered by T-Mobile 5G, are transforming classrooms across the country by enabling students and teachers to use interactive math and science lessons designed to close the opportunity gap in STEM. Learn more at T-Mobile.com.
All right, so let's get to what's going on in Arkansas here in terms of social media and youngsters, Jay. This would be an issue for you to deal with as Mac grows up. It's certainly an issue my children are dealing with. And interestingly enough, Miles, who's 8, doesn't really have much interest or knowledge, actually, of this. I don't know, is that typical of an 8-year-old, or by the time youngsters are 8, do they know what's going. Yes, it depends on your.
I think it depends on their peers too. Yeah, it depends on the upbringing, how involved the parents are, because the children, they see what the parents are doing too, and if parents are constantly scrolling through their phone and looking at social media, the kids will be more engrossed in it. But yeah, again, it goes with the peers. If their peers are doing it too, then they'll probably learn about it a little bit quicker.
So both in Arkansas and Utah, governors have signed a couple, and I guess there are some other states that are considering the same thing as well, getting a little stronger with restrictions, and whether it raises privacy issues or not. It's time that parents learn the dangers here of all of this. So maybe this is force-fed. I'm not much of a believer in you must do what I say, but at least there's some action here. So the governor of Arkansas, who's Huckabee Sanders, signs this thing, and the governor in Utah, his name is Spencer Cox, he signed the same sort of thing. It requires age verification and parental consent for users under the age of 18. Good.
Well, because there is so much that is detrimental. Not only are there predators online, different things that children can become involved in, but also bullying. Cyberbullying is very real. Back in all of our days when we went to school, if there was bullying happening at school, it ended once school ended, where now it doesn't. There is a lot of self-consciousness kids, teenagers aren't getting. If they're so engrossed in social media.
So the restrictions apply to social media platforms that generate more than $100 million in annual revenue. I don't know why that's a measure, but at least it's a start, and I think that's good. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store, and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel's military has launched air attacks on southern Lebanon and the Gaza Strip following a volley of reported rocket attacks on their country. Today's strikes in southern Lebanon came a day after militants fired nearly 36 rockets from there at Israel, wounding 2 people and causing property damage. The Israeli military says it targeted installations of Hamas, the Palestinian militant group, in southern Lebanon. Former Alabama Senator Democrat Doug Jones voiced his anger over the expulsions of 2 of 3 Democrat state lawmakers from the Tennessee legislature for their roles in protesting gun violence, calling it a dark day for democracy.
Today is a really dark day for democracy in this country.
Tennessee lawmakers called the actions of the removed House members an insurrection against the Tennessee House, as their goal of stopping the vote succeeded. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
And an example of that line being used with some Trump callers, we'll have an example or so of that coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day at 34 past the hour. This portion of the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen brought to you by O'Reilly. What do you think the people at O'Reilly, when they listen to these, what do they think about myself? O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they're there. All your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need. Get it fast from the pros at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. Why not? Okay, so it's official. Now, talking about the environment and conservation and that sort of thing and all the people who get upset about this bird dying or that turtle dying, you'll be happy to know that it is sea turtle nesting season right now, Jay. In addition to Easter and Passover, it is turtle nesting season.
Exciting.
So, How do we make sure these, you know, again, this is my 8-year-old grandson teaching me about reptiles, and turtles are reptiles. They've been around, by the way, almost as long. They survived the dinosaur stuff because they were under the water, and they survived to a point. Anyway, and by the way, I saw these. They have extracted from Montana these huge dinosaur eggs that were cast in stone, basically. And they're, you know, about the size of a good piece of steak. And you then wonder, okay, how do these little things grow to be that big? Anyway, in terms of the turtles, most of the sea turtles in our country hatch on Florida beaches. So if you're down in Florida now listening to this program and you're going out to the beach today, on the Gulf side, it's not on the Atlantic side, it's on the Gulf side, and also you'd find eggs on the coast of Louisiana, say it again, Doug, there it is, Louisiana and Texas, all the states that are running along that, the inland, if you will, the Gulf side of things. That's where the nests are. And so people see the turtles doing, you know, you can see them digging, burying the eggs, and some people, stupid, go over and try to pick them up. If the turtle sees you doing that, they don't move too fast, but you'll want to get out of the way.
Yeah.
You won't want to be too handy by there.
Will they go back to their eggs? Because I know some animals, if there is some human intervention or whatever, they will completely abandon.
Right. That's true. I don't know that. I know that I've seen stories about turtles getting pretty aggressive when anybody's messing with, well, like birds. If you go messing around with the birds that are in the nest,
the mother's off the tree won't go back where there's a nest higher up in the branch, and that you are getting swooped.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so artificial intelligence becoming one of the big, big discussions of our time. I think in terms of, if I remember last week's countdown, Trump was number one. What was number two? Three. Number three was AI. I remember that. I don't remember what two was, but I remember artificial intelligence mostly because of my own position on this. The Boston Globe and the Herald today both have stories about MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has developed a robot that plays soccer. And so whatever they're going to do with a robot, if you picture this thing, it plays soccer as well as anybody can play soccer. It's a four-legged robot named Dribblebot.
Interesting.
Dribblebot.
I want to see the foot skills on this thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they claim they developed this because they think that it will affect science and engineering and MIT, Mass Institute of Technology. They're all over this, as a matter of speaking. So they showed people what they could do with their creative technology by building the Dribblebot. You can see it, you can watch it dribble a ball. It's not going to win the World Cup by any stretch of the imagination, but it recovers the ball, and it follows the ball. Ay, ay, ay. What do we need? Why do we need this? What is that? I suppose maybe you could say that about a lot
of things. But this one just looks like one of those things of like, hey, look what I created. It's not really going to serve a purpose, but maybe some of the technology within this thing might serve a different purpose.
Yeah.
Or they figure something else out to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. All right. People in the news. Here's a fellow that has, his name is John Jepkerna, and he lives in Colorado. He's 91 years old, and he has become the first person his age to cross the Grand Canyon going from rim to rim. How do you like that? Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I have flown over, never actually been to on the ground.
Yep.
It's beautiful, though.
In the Guinness Book of World Records, he started doing this in November of 2019. He had spent 5 days backpacking, going around the parks around the Grand Canyon, and then he decided that he was going to walk all around the Grand Canyon. And so he started this when he was when he retired in 2019. Remember, this guy's 91 now. He started doing this in his late 60s, just spending time. He documented the accomplishments that he made, you know, walking here and there by himself and backpacking and tenting and that sort of thing. But now he's taken the trail all the way around it. And I don't know how many miles it is, but I know it's a long walk. So good luck and congratulations to this old buzzard, right? What a wonderful thing. A lot of people, you know, there have been 6 million people that have visited the Grand Canyon since the pandemic. So, you know, they probably wouldn't notice this guy as he's wandering around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool. I think that's very cool. Other people in the news, we were talking about the governor of New Mexico signing that bill to shield abortion providers. Well, the governor of Michigan has done the same thing. There are a number of things going on in Michigan that are worth our attention here today. Governor Whitmer, who is anathema to most, I don't want to use the term conservatives, right-wing Republicans is how I'm going to describe them, because they annoy me because the term conservative doesn't appear, it doesn't apply to the way they use it. So anyway, Governor Whitmer signed this bill. It does pretty much the same thing as we were talking about. If you didn't hear the discussion, you can go to gooddayshow.com and hear either the podcast or the program every day, all day plays. And you can hear me talking about Governor Grisham and the whole business about what's going on in some of these clinics. Well, basically, the same thing's going on in Michigan, mm-hmm. right? Would you agree with my overview?
Well,
of
yeah,
this?
So this passed the state, the House and Senate last month, and then the governor actually signed the bill this week.
All right. Also going on in Michigan, a man has been charged with assault for hitting a clerk on the head with a frozen fish.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
The assault of this grocery store clerk with a 4-pound frozen piece of haddock. So let's see. The grocery store is in Warren, Michigan. And let's see here. This is the fish counter clerk told the man that the counter had closed because they were celebrating Ramadan. And as far as the clerk knew, that was started at 7 o'clock. So then this guy became angry. He argued with the clerk, and he grabbed that flounder or haddock or whatever it was and whacked the guy in the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I shouldn't chuckle about it, but it was a visualization.
Well, yeah.
Started picking up a fish and whacking this guy in the head.
Exactly. And, I mean, you think about a frozen fish and you just get, like, slapped with it. It is kind of comical. But then when you really point it out that it's frozen. This is a 4-pound fish. It's frozen.
Right.
That it was basically like hitting this guy with a big rock.
Yep. The man who is being prosecuted for this offense is Jobel Hassan, who's 60 years old, charged with aggravated assault. He was arraigned and posted a $5,000 bond. And so the pretrial has been set for April 27th, if you want to put that on your calendars, to find out what happens to the guy with the clerk with a frozen fish.
I just love what the prosecutor said. I never thought I would have to say this, but if you assault someone with a fish in our country, you are going to be prosecuted. A frozen fish is dangerous if you hit someone on the head.
Yeah, there you go.
In case you didn't already know this fact, here you go.
Also in Michigan today, family is celebrating the first baby girl in 138 years. So what does that mean, huh? What does that mean? This family... This is the second child of Carolyn and Andrew Clark. A baby girl named Audrey has been born. In that family, they've had all boys for 138 years. So apparently this has broken that record. The mother, Carolyn, said she first heard that no girls had been born in her husband's family since 1885. So she says, what do you mean by that?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, right. There you go. Can you, you know, there's a time coming, apparently, when you'll be able to finagle the sex of the child, right? We can do that now with cows. I get sexed semen to impregnate the cows that most of the time, about 94% of the time, it ends up being, we're obviously looking for heifers because they're the producers. Boys are greatly disrespected in the cow kingdom. The fewer bulls, the better, as far as dairy people are concerned. So anyway, why can't we do that?
You can't do it with humans. People
you
have.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, not like when it's with kind of the implantation of the embryos and stuff, you can pick which ones.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. More things that you didn't know that we discuss here on the Good Day Show. Donald Trump's next court date in New York has nothing to do with the court date that he's already experienced in New York. Later on this month, a jury trial in this other civil case brought against Mr. Trump by a lady named Jean Carroll set to get underway. Apparently, there are a number of women who are lined up to claim that Trump raped them. Now, this isn't going to be pretty. This is going to be ugly. Let's see. He's got these 34 felony counts against him. And then 3 weeks to the day, the other trial is set to get underway. This goes back to the mid-90s. Miss Carroll says that Trump raped her in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. Good God. So not only will they both testify in the case, and there apparently are others who are lining up. The judge who will preside over the case says that the past comments from Trump about women will be admissible in evidence in the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Of
but
course,
do you remember,
Trump denied this. Go ahead, Jay.
There's video or audio of Donald Trump talking about grabbing women in a certain area.
Yeah.
And he had no repercussions for it, but the person who he was speaking with lost his job.
Yeah.
Was it Billy Bush? Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Bush. That was on the bus during the campaign. Yeah, Billy Bush was out of work for about a year. So anyway, the circus continues. It's 48 after the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for an overview of some questions that have come in. By the way, reminder, if you have questions for Dr. Ken, dial them in, 855-999-3684. Try that number. If you have a question that Ken can address, we'll be happy to address it, even if it's a good question and coherent, if you will. And I don't mean that, I'm not using that lightly to be facetious. There are a lot of people who call radio programs that are not particularly coherent. So I get your message into some solid form and then ask the question at 855-999-3684. All right, our first question here has to do with people who are at risk for having poor sleep. I guess the odds are not in your favor if you have asthma, Ken. Is that the correct approach here? What's the story?
Exactly. The BMJ, British Medical Journal, Open Respiratory Research, reported recently, Doug, that if you have a genetic tendency for asthma and you combine that with poor sleep quality, you dramatically increase your risk of getting asthma. So if you are dealing with asthma, and this wasn't a problem in the past in your life, look at your sleep quality. Talk to a sleep physician if there are issues, because this may be an important feature in it. Can I just point out an important discovery this week that was reported that I want to make sure we have time for? Doug, what do you think the most important symptom is for older adults as a possible suggestion that there may be a chronic illness? We just talked about sleep, and that gives you a hint. There's one, it was reported, and a big study, the Kaiser Foundation, looking at thousands of charts in older adults, there's one symptom that suggests there may be one of multiple chronic illnesses going on. What is that symptom?
Is it have anything to do with weight, being overweight, and the ramifications of that?
Well, that's yeah. That's weight is a sign, a symptom. The symptom is fatigue, and what they discovered is this is the most common symptom in many, many different chronic illnesses, from cancer, heart disease, inflammatory illnesses, blah blah blah. So unexplained fatigue is not something to ignore.
All right, there you go. And if you, that is, if you aren't getting good restful sleep, I think that's what Ken is saying, you better find out why. What's going on? Is it a psychological thing? Is it a physical thing? But without good rest, good food, good rest, good health. And if you lack good rest and good sleep, you're going to have bad health. That's pretty much the bottom line here. That's what I hear, Ken. Am I hearing myself and you correctly?
It is correct. It's not complicated. It just takes work to implement.
All right. Next item is a focus on moderate drinking, which apparently doesn't have any health benefits. There were a lot of people that have been saying for a long time that if you drink some alcohol a little bit every day, it'll help you live longer. Apparently, that's changed in this latest report, right?
Sorry, folks, don't shoot the messenger. JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open. You know, a lot of people think if I just have a less than that 1 ounce a day of alcohol, I'm going to live longer. This study showed clearly in thousands of patients that a little bit of alcohol did not help anyone live longer.
All right. A little bit of medicine helps. What is it? A little bit. Oh, back to the little bit of sugar.
It may help. Oh, may put a smile on your face, but it didn't help you live longer.
All right. Here's a new drug-resistant bacteria that's tied to eye drops. That is, things that go through your eyelids. You know, one of the things during COVID was that people were saying the virus gets into your body not only through your nose and your mouth, but through your eyelid, or not your eyelids, but through whatever way stuff gets into your body through your eyes. So this is their contaminated eye drops, apparently, according to the Center for Disease Confusion. Some deaths have been traced to this and blindness. So, you know, a lot of people take, I started after I had my eye operation taking drops. I don't want to do that anymore. Is that intelligent or not?
You're talking about Pseudomonas infecting some of these sources. What you want to do is just, once you open them after 30 days, you should get rid of them. And also just keep aware of the reports that they are becoming infected. But use a good source and don't keep them around for more than a month.
There you go. Advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kreftz here from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684, 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.